You know, I thought guys battled. I thought that we had good plans. Where the plan was going kind of as expected, and particularly on offense. And, you know, we got to that critical situation. We didn't communicate and execute quite as well as we do on a hot read. It was pick six, and, you know, Jay pulls his hamstring trying to tackle the interceptor.
You know, you'll be asked 1,000 times next week. It's going to be one of those weeks when a starting quarterback is nicked, you know, what the availability is. So, too early to frame how the severity of it right now?
Yeah, I think you'll have an MRI in the morning. We'll know a lot more after that. You know, I'm not into predicting, so we'll evaluate that tomorrow.
That being said, Jimmy Clausen, on the benefit of a muff punt and the interception by Jared Allen, we had a great opportunity to do some damage right there, settle for field goals. That could have changed the complexion and maybe the confidence also of the offense.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I think anytime your backup quarterback or backup anything has to come in without all the reps, you know, in preparation for the week, you know, it's tough duty. You know, I think all that consideration, you know, Jimmy did decent, and, you know, we'll he'll get better for it, and he'll get better, you know, with more reps next week.
Defensively, were they a little bit tentative at all in coverage because of the penalties that were called on them throughout the course of the game? Because I think the corners got hit with 3 penalties, and, you know, I can say they were questionable. I don't know if you can, but they were questionable penalties. Does that change how you defend?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you don't have success and you give up 170 yards in penalties, you know, those are like touchdowns. I mean, they set up scores and set up points. And so it's an area we need to improve at. We rotated some guys through there today, and we'll evaluate it and get better for it next week.
All right, so it's on to Seattle, leaving on a Friday, so the long journey, much like the Arizona Cardinals did this week. And then in arguably the noisiest place in the NFL. So the communication, which potentially, if you have to go to Jimmy, that'll be a major thing out there. And it doesn't matter who's quarterback, and it just is.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the problems. It's our first road trip of the 2015 season. And, you know, anytime you play on the road, noise is a factor. We practice with it. And so it can't get any louder than we make it in practice. So it's a matter of execution. And that's the biggest problem when you go there is who, not where.